हरे कृष्णा ओम मयनाथ सुंदरदास चक्षुर उद्दीतां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So here we are gathered to talk about the auspicious installation of the chakra, Sudarshan chakra. So we're going to be speaking a few words and quoting a few verses from the Shastra and also quoting from Srila Prabhupada about this. Of course, the word Sudarshan means auspicious vision. So darshan means to see, su means auspicious. So Sudarshan is always auspicious, both for the devotees and the non-devotees. Because for the non-devotees it means liberation. And for the devotees it means saving them from the greatest danger. So here's some wonderful verses that are from the Shastras. One is from the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 9th canto. Tvam dharmas tvam ritam satyam tvam yajyo kila yajyo bho tvam loka pala sarvatma tvam teja parasyam param. And the translation is, O Sudarshan wheel, you are religion, you are truth, you are encouraging statements, you are sacrifice, and you are the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and you are the supreme transcendental prowess in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the original vision of the Lord, therefore you are known as Sudarshan. Everything has been created by your activities, and therefore you are all pervading. And also in the Sri Vaishnava Pancharatraki text, it is mentioned about Sudarshan inside the Satkona Yantra. Kankam Chakram Chapam Parasu Amashim Nishum Sula Pakshan Nukushastram Vibranta Nam Prajakedau Kala Mushalla Gada, careful. Gada kundam atyugra tamstram vala kesham trinetram jvalad ananla vibram harati urabhusham jajat sat kona samastam sakala ripujana prana sanghara chakram. O great chakra, remove the life of all of our enemies. I meditate upon you residing in the middle of the Satkona, holding conch, chakra, bow, axe, sword, trident, noose, goad, missile, thunderbolt, plow, pestle, and mace. You have terrible fangs, fiery hair, three eyes, and you have the intensity of a raging inferno, and you are adorned with ornaments and necklaces. So, a few stories about the Sudarshan Chakra. There's many stories concerning the Sudarshan Chakra saving the devotees. First of all, there's the story from the Mahabharata about how the Supreme Personality of Godhead obtained the Sudarshan Chakra. Of course, we know the Sudarshan Chakra is eternally with the Lord. This is not something that occurs at a certain point. However, the Lord has certain pastimes where it appears he is getting the Sudarshan Chakra from a particular individual. Just like in the story of Rukmini, it appears that Krishna kidnapped Rukmini and he met her for the first time. But actually, Rukmini is the goddess of fortune. She is always with Krishna. But for the sake of pastimes, it appears like she is joining Krishna, being kidnapped by Krishna, because Krishna enjoys these pastimes. So in the Mahabharata, the pastime of the Sudarshan Chakra is as follows. Once upon a time, we have the Pandavas being sent to Kandavraksha. And the reason they were sent out of Hastinapur is because Duryodhana and company were very envious of them and they could not live together, so they were given half of the kingdom. And this Kandavraksha was like a desert. But with the help of Krishna, Balaram, And of course, Arjuna's arrows, the desert was transformed. And one of the things that occurred there was the burning of the Khandava forest. And this Khandava forest was burnt because Agni requested it. Agni requested it because Agni had a stomach ache. The reason Agni had a stomach ache was that there was this one king who had performed this Agni Ultra for 12 years. And he was pouring ghee into the fire for 12 years. So you can imagine, any of you who take ghee several times a day, you get stomach ache, right? But still you are attached. You still eat, even though it's killing you. So in the same way, Agni was taking ghee for 12 years and he had big stomach ache. So the cure for stomach ache, indigestion, is herbal medicine. So Agni wanted the herbal medicine in the Khandava Prash, in the Khandava forest. And so he wanted to devour all the trees and all the herbs there. That's how he takes the herbal medicine. So he was trying his best. But the problem is, or was, that Indra was protecting the residents of the Khandava forest because his good friend Takshaka was there. Takshaka was the snake bird who ultimately killed Maharaj Parikshit, who attached Maharaj Parikshit. He was very envious. Snakes are very envious. Just like I was reading about one snake that is there in Mayapur. What is the name of that snake? Does anyone remember? It's worse than a cobra. Chandavora. It bites you once and you are gone immediately. Has anyone here gotten bitten by one?
He must have gone. We want to hear.
Last life. No, you haven't. So this Tapsaka, he was more vicious, but he was Indra's good friend. They were buddies. So therefore, Indra would not allow this forest to be burnt down. So every time Agni tried to burn it and eat the herbs, Indra would send out so much rain. So what happened is ultimately, Agni, he went to Krishna and Arjuna. And he said to Krishna and Arjuna, help me do this. And I will help you establish your kingdom here. So Krishna and Arjuna agreed to do this. And Arjuna, with his bow and arrows, and Krishna, with his weapons, was able to protect the forest, and the forest was burnt down. Incidentally, Takshaka was not in the forest, but his wife and children were. So that's why Takshaka was very, very angry at the Pandavas after that. There's a whole history in the Mahabharata, and that's why ultimately he was very happy to fight Maharaj Parikshit. Very happy. So they burnt down the whole forest, and every animal was killed except for a few little birds like that. That's a story in the Mahabharata. So after they burnt down the forest, Agni was very, very pleased with Krishna and Arjuna, and he said, Arjuna, I'm giving you a present. And that present was the Gandiva bow. And then he said, Krishna, I'm giving you a present. And that present was the Sudarshan Chakra. So from that time onwards, Krishna utilized the Sudarshan Chakra. But as I said, the Sudarshan Chakra eternally belongs to him. And Sudarshan Chakra eternally belongs, Gandiva bow eternally belongs to Arjuna. But for the sake of pastimes of play of the Supreme Lord, these things occur where Agni appears to give it. So then Krishna utilized, when he was on the planet 5,000 years ago, the Sudarshan Chakra many, many, many times. One time, he used it even on his own son. Oh my God. Can you imagine Krishna killed his own son? Do you know the story? No. You don't know the story?
No.
So I'll tell you the story. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
That once upon a time, before Krishna appeared, millions of years ago, there was this demon, big, big demon, Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha, he disturbed the floating of the Earth planet. And the Earth planet went into the Garbhadaksha ocean, and Krishna assumed the form of a boar, Varaha, to pick up the Earth planet. So Krishna picked up the Earth planet and touched the Earth planet with his tusks. Those are big teeth that boars have. So we know that the Supreme Lord can do anything with any part of his body that he wants. Angani yasha shakalen driyadri timanti. He can eat with his eyes. He can see with his ears. He can walk with his hands. So when Krishna touched the earth planet with his tusks in the form of Lord Varaha, the earth became impregnated. And the earth gave birth to a child. And that child's name was little baby Bhoma. That's the earth child. So the earth is named Bhumi, and the child will be called Bhoma, right? Bhumi was a nice little boy. Very, very nice little boy, but he went to the wrong school. He associated with the wrong people. He went to an Asura Kula instead of a Gurukula. And because of that, he became a big demon. And Bhumi, she went to Krishna and she said, please do not kill our son. And she said, please, she bowed down at Krishna's feet. And Krishna said, I will not kill our son unless you give me permission. So she thought, I got him. He will never kill this demon. But this Bhumasura did many horrible things. He kidnapped all these princesses. Remember? 10th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, yeah. He kidnapped all the princesses. So Krishna wanted to arrange that he could kill him. So then what Krishna did is he said to his wife, Satyabhama, who happens to be the person from whom Bhumi expands. You understand? Because when we talk about the Lord and his energies, the Lord expands. We have Krishna, Eti Chan Sakalat Pumsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swami, who appears as Balaram, and then you have the Chaturvyuha expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Padyuna, and Adi Buddha. And then you have Srimati Radharani, the Adi Shakti of the Lord, and she expands as Satyabhama, and of course all the other gopis in Vrindavan, and then all the wives ultimately, and all the Shaktis of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Satyabhama, from her comes Bhumi. So Krishna took Satyabhama with him to attack this Bhumasura. And while Satyabhama was with him, of course they killed other demons, like the Bora demon with the Sudarshan chakra disc. But ultimately they came to this Bhumasura. And Bhumasura was attacking them. And Satyabhama said, kill him! And guess what? Krishna got permission. Krishna is very tricky. You cannot out-trick Krishna. If you think you will make a deal with Krishna, and he will be tricked, make some contract. No. Krishna always has the fine print in the contract. So therefore, Krishna killed him with a Sudarshan chakra disc. So Krishna killed his own son, who became a demon. Terrible. Nice. And then he got all these nice princesses, and they surrendered to him, and he married them. And that was the 16,100 princesses right there. So Sudarshan arranged or helped Krishna arrange for the marriage with all of his wives. And Sudarshan protects the devotees too. We have the story of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Srimad Bhagavatam about Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish is a great devotee of the Lord. Always thinking of the Lord, always serving the Lord. Sarayamanak Krishna Padara Vindayo. So what happened is one time he was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was observing a vrat, a fast, like Ekadasi fast. And you know, after the Ekadasi fast, you have to break at a certain time. It's called the Ekadasi Purana, you know, the certain time. You have that on our calendar. Like the day after Ekadasi, it says you have to break between 7:30 and 10:28 the next morning. And so Durvasa Muni, who was an expansion of Lord Shiva, arrived just when it was time for Ambarish Maharaj to break his fast. And so Durvasa Muni said, I'm going to take my bath, so I'll come back and I want some prasad. So of course you know the etiquette is that you're not supposed to eat before your guest. Of course in America everybody eats before the guest. There's no etiquette in America. They eat with their left hand. They would even eat with their feet if they could, like monkeys. You see in Vrindavan, the monkeys, they're sometimes peeling the bananas with their feet. So America's something like that, sorry. So we should learn the right etiquette. So Ambarish Maharaj did not want to eat before his guest. But what happened is it became time to break the fast. And he was worried, if I don't break the fast at the right time, it's just like if I didn't keep the fast. It was a fast for 42 days, actually. Not just an ordinary Ekadasi fast. So he thought, what I'm going to do is take some water to break the fast and not eat food, and that will break the fast and not break the fast simultaneously and not offend our guests. So what he did is he took some water and Durvasa Muni, of course Durvasa Muni is called Durvasa Muni because he has a bad temper. That's why he's called Durvas. So you got to be careful when he's around. He tests you, like he tested Kunti Devi. That's why she got the mantra. All day and night he was asking her to do things, and finally she got the mantra. She pleased him. He's like Lord Shiva, easily pleased, easily angered. Ashutosh. So Durvasa Muni came back, understood what Maharaj Ambarish had done, and he got so angry that he pulled one of the hairs from his head, threw it on the ground, and created this gigantic demon that was going to kill Ambarish Maharaj. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was not worried, because a devotee is avaya, sattva, tamshuddhi, jnana yoga, bhavastitihi, as described in the Gita. A devotee is free of fear, just like our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, avaya charanaravinda. Someone who was free from fear. That's why he was able to come to America with no money in his pocket, a few rupees. And he was depending completely on Krishna, completely fearless. And that was Srila Prabhupada's success, complete dependence on Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj was like that too, completely dependent on Krishna, and he saw this demon, but he didn't even pay him attention. But then Krishna, understanding the danger his devotee was in, and this shows also that Krishna's always protecting his devotee. Ahimam Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Rakshamam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Nice chant. So Krishna's always protecting his devotee. We should have that faith that Krishna's always protecting us. Then what happened is Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra appeared and killed this demon. And not only did it kill the demon, but then it started to go after Durvasa Muni. So Durvasa Muni, he has the ability to travel even to the spiritual world. But this Sudarshan Chakra was right behind him, burning his back. And he was flying through the air. The Sudarshan Chakra was going after him, and he was completely in anxiety. This chakra is going to burn me to ashes. So finally, he gets to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And he says to Lord Vishnu, Pahimam, Pahimam, save me, save me. And Lord Vishnu says, I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it. Because you have offended my devotee. Actually, this is another important lesson for us. That if one offends a great devotee, even Lord Vishnu can't save you. Sometimes it's described that if you offend a great devotee, even if you apologize to him, the dust on his feet will get angry at you. So you have to be very, very careful not to offend great devotees of Lord Krishna. On the other hand, if we serve the great devotees of Krishna, then we get special mercy. That's the secret to getting Krishna's mercy. As it's said by Lord Shiva, Rananam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam Puram Tasmat Parataram Devi Twariyanam Samarchanam. That actually of all types of worship of Vishnu is the highest. But even higher than that is service and worship of Vishnu's devotees. And Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna says in the Adi Purana, one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he is a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So what happened at that point, Lord Vishnu said to Rasa Muni, I can't do anything about it. The only solution is you go and offer obeisances and beg for forgiveness at Maharaj Ambarish's lotus feet. So Rasa Muni went there and he got forgiven. And then Sridharshan went away at that particular point. So there's many stories. The final story I want to tell is about how Sudarshan appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And he didn't kill anybody. Because in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the demon is in everyone's heart. The demon and the devotee. It's sort of a mixed thing. Previously, in the previous yuga, you had Duryodhana, who was obviously not a nice person. And you had the Pandavas, who were obviously good persons. But in Kali Yuga, practically everybody has some good and bad in their own heart. So if Sudarshan was to kill everybody in Kali Yuga, or kill the demons, there wouldn't be anyone left. Finished the earth planet. So, therefore, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we see something very interesting. There were these two rascals. Their names were Jagai and Madai, and you all know those stories. Jagai and Madai were born in a very high-class family. Very high brahminical family, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They had nice spiritual names too, actually. So, but by bad association, they had taken up going to the French Quarter. Getting drunk. Not just going and chanting with the devotees on Harinam, but they were getting drunk, they were going after the women, they were doing so many horrible things. It's described that they were so sinful that Yamaraj, who has a secretary named Chitragupta, who takes notes how sinful you are, there's a book about each of us. When you go to see Yamaraj, you can ask him to see your book. All the bad things you did, all the good things you did. So these two rascals, or they were previously rascals, they did so many bad things that Yamaraj's assistant, Chitragupta, and his assistants couldn't keep up with them. Their computers broke down. They didn't have hard drives big enough for all their sinful activities. So, and it was just amazing. And so they even attacked devotees sometimes. So what happened is that once upon a time, Lord Chaitanya's associates, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, who was Balaram Boilinatai, they approached them and asked them to chant, and these two personalities began to chase after Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda escaped. Later on, they both went to see them again. That is, Lord Nityananda went again, and he asked them, please chant the holy names, and they hit him. They hit him on the head. Madai hit him on the head with a pot, and he started to bleed. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard about this, came with the Sudarshan Chakra, ready to kill them both. And he pulled it out, and then Lord Nityananda said, in this day and age, that's not really what you're supposed to be doing. You have to save everybody. You're known as Patita Pavana. Namo Mahavanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Sai Namaha. That is glorification written by Srila Rupa Goswami or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That in this day and age, Lord Chaitanya or Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya, who is the most munificent, and he's giving out something freely. Not only eradicating the demoniac mentality, but giving everyone pure love of God. Dina hina yata chilo harinam udurilo. Everyone gets the holy names, just like we had this Rath Yatra yesterday. And we didn't discriminate. We didn't say, everybody go away who's a demon. Anybody who eats meat, please don't take part in Rath Yatra. We said, you could help pull Lord Jagannath. This is amazing. the people who are so unqualified that they're eating their mother. What do I mean, eating their mother? That means eating the cow. The cow is our mother. That they are able to pull Lord Jagannath. That is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It's an amazing thing if you actually think about all these unqualified people. So, Jagai and Madai, they were standing there on the ground. They were actually so nervous that they were going to get killed by Lord Chaitanya in the Sudarshan Chakra disc. And Lord Nityananda said, please forgive Jagai because he saved me from this Madai. And Lord Chaitanya said, because you have saved him, I won't kill you. And then Madai, he begged Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, you have to apologize to Lord Nityananda and touch his feet. And so the Sudarshan Chakra went away. And in this way, these two personalities became great devotees of the Lord. They constructed their own ghat along the river, the Ganges, and they were known as great associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this day and age, that's the way Parikshanaya Saranam Vinashaya Chadushkutam. That's the way things happen. So the Sudarshan Chakra that we're installing today will protect us, and even more important, will actually rid us, as Jagai and Madai were rid of the demoniac mentality in their hearts and became great devotees of the Lord. The Sudarshan Chakra will actually rid us of all of our anarthas, our bad consciousness, bad mentality. Just like we worship Lord Nrsingadev, it's very similar. Because we worship Lord Nrsingadev every day, we're chanting Keshava Drita, Narahari Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hari. To protect the movement, of course, but also to enter within our hearts and purify us so that we can actually come to the stage of understanding our eternal blissful relationship with Krishna, and at the end of this life go back to home, back to Godhead. So in this way, Sudarshan can help us in our spiritual progress. So we should pray to him on this day that with your fire, with your consciousness, with your devotion, you should destroy the impure things in our heart and allow us to become great devotees of the Supreme Personality of God. And so this is a very wonderful prayer we can have. Sudarshan, of course, has 1,000 spokes. The Sudarshan we're installing doesn't have 1,000 spokes because that wouldn't be possible. But spiritually, he has 1,000 spokes, and the yogis, it's interesting, meditate on each one of those spokes for their own purification. So we can meditate on Sudarshan, the great devotee energy of the Lord, expansion of the Lord, and in this way achieve success in this lifetime. So thank you very much. We'll proceed with the ceremony. All glories to his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
All glories to his divine grace.